Birth Power, the expert, no judgment guide to giving birth. Your way. Written and read by Megan Rossiter, with the participation of Sophie Roberts and Kate Okello. Some of the material in this audiobook refers to charts and tables. These are available in a downloadable companion PDF, which you can find alongside the audiobook in your listening library.
For Otis, who made me, and Lockie, who humbled me. Introduction. The fact that you've picked up this book tells me that you want the best for your birth and for your baby. But you're questioning whether the way it's always been done is the right way for you, or indeed anyone. You know that we're getting things wrong in so many other ways: work-life balance, housing, education, and so much more. Could we be getting it wrong with birth, too? We're bombarded with news reports, stories from friends and family, and voices on social media telling us that the maternity system is in crisis, that giving birth is dangerous, that trauma is almost inevitable. And I get it. This isn't what you want to be hearing when you're pregnant. You want someone to reassure you, to tell you they're going to look after you and that everything is going to be okay. You want to feel in control of the choices that are being made, so that you can give birth in whatever way feels right for you. Well, you've picked up the right book, because I am absolutely going to look after you, as I have done for tens of thousands of other families through the birth ed method, and together we're going to get you to a place where you're feeling more than just okay. It's easy to close our eyes, put our hands over our ears, cross our fingers, and hope for the best in a world that makes giving birth sound so scary. We are sold this message throughout pregnancy that all that matters is a healthy baby. But what about you? I'm here to tell you that the way you give birth matters. Not in the sense that there's one correct way to do it, but because the impact of every birth experience is far-reaching, not only for the lives of you and your baby — your short and long-term physical and emotional health can be massively impacted by birth — but also for the wider world. Despite the continued determination of Western health systems to view conception, pregnancy, birth, postpartum, and feeding as totally independent events, they do not exist in isolation. The way you experience one impacts the next, and so on. And the entire perinatal continuum is influenced by and goes on to impact the partners and staff supporting the birth, national politics, the economy, our education systems, and so much more. Birth is the very first moment of a person's life earthside, a drop in the ocean of humanity from which the effects ripple outwards for the rest of our lives. When did preparation for this moment, the most momentous experience of human life, get boiled down to three Saturday mornings in a damp church hall looking at pesto in a nappy and a two-page tick-box birth plan and a handful of 15-minute antenatal appointments with a stranger? Birth preparation in the modern world is letting us down. There seem to be two approaches: the do what the doctor says, go with the flow, all that matters is a healthy baby one, and the breathe deeply enough, think positively enough, water birth with fairy lights, then it won't hurt one. And I'll cut straight to the chase here so you can decide whether to keep listening. In my experience, it's a bit more nuanced than that. Birth is rarely exclusively euphoric or traumatic. When you dig deep, we usually have many layers of feelings about birth. When we wave goodbye to the black and white, polarizing approach to all things birth and parenting, then, and only then, can we truly begin to listen to each other's wisdom, hear it, and change the world in which we're doing it. A checklist of pain relief and tick-box list of birth choices might have been fine for our mothers a generation ago, although they probably weren't, but that approach doesn't cut it anymore. Some deep breathing, relaxation tracks, and massage techniques might help, but they aren't enough to actually get you what you want. Knowing how birth works, with zero understanding of how the system trips it up, will leave you floundering. Understanding where the system gets it so wrong, with no confidence or knowledge to do anything about it, will leave you frustrated. We have access to more information than any generation birthing before us. But with the world of knowledge at our fingertips, we appear to have only outsourced our self-trust and our intuition, and given up the benefit of the passed down wisdom and human connection that we really need in order to birth our babies in a place of power. Over the coming chapters, I'll tell you everything you need to know to shake off the outside expectations.